Clukwan School has a new interim superintendent, and a Clukwan resident will travel to D.C. this week to accept a prestigious museum's award. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. The Haines School Board is starting its search for an interim superintendent. Last week, the board accepted the resignation of former head administrator Tony Habra. Few details have been revealed about his departure. It came after four closed-door meetings regarding his first yearly evaluation and contract. Habra had been on the job about a year. He's receiving a $66,000 settlement from the district because his three-year contract is ending early. Principal Renee Martin is standing in as chief school administrator until the board hires an interim superintendent. The group will meet to discuss selecting someone for that position Wednesday at 9 a.m. in the school library. They may go into executive session for part of the discussion. Clukwan School has a new superintendent. Chatham School District, which includes Clukwan, Angoon, Gustavus, and Tenneke Springs, hired a retired educator with Alaska experience as its interim leader. Susan Shabarasi started her career in education as a middle school math and science teacher in Virginia. Eventually, she moved into administration and to Alaska. She served as superintendent of the Wrangell School District from 2002 to 2007. Shabarasi retired in 2011, but she's come out of retirement a couple times to help Alaska school districts in need.
In 2012, I was asked to go to Kananaw. So I was in Kananaw for a year as their superintendent. And then this past year, I was asked to apply for the interim superintendent position here in Chatham. And I did. Here I am.
Former Superintendent Bernie Grieve resigned at the end of last school year after a couple contentious staffing decisions in Angoon. He said at the time he was leaving for personal reasons. Shabarasi has a six-month contract, but it may be extended to the full year. The Haines School District followed the same approach 2 years ago, hiring a retired educator to fill in as superintendent for a year. Now the district is looking for another interim leader. The Haines School Board recently accepted one-year superintendent Tony Habra's resignation. Chatham is headquartered in Angoon. That's where the largest of the district's schools is located.
We are several sites, but it's all one district. And so just because I'm here in Angoon does not mean that one site is any more important than the other one.
Shabarasi says her priorities include reviewing the curriculum, following the district's strategic plan, and meeting weekly with the administration. The district has two principals, one in Angoon and one in Gustavus. Clukwan has a lead teacher who performs some administrative duties.
Well, I think one of my strengths, I think, is budgets. And so I've already become very familiar with the budget. I like numbers.
The district budgeted for an additional full-time teacher at Clukwan School this year because enrollment is increasing. Chatham hired former Haines School reading specialist Janice Byerly for that job. Byerly will teach pre-K through second grade. Higher enrollment is good news for the village of Clukwan. If the student count were to drop below 10 students, the school would lose state funding. Low enrollment led to the closure of Mosquito Lake School about 6 miles from Clukwan a few years ago. The same thing happened to the school in Tenneke Springs. Now there is an independent learning center there that is part of the Chatham District. The first day of the school year for Clukwan and other Chatham students is August 28th. The Alaska State Museums are set to receive the National Medal for Museum and Library Service in Washington, D.C. next week. It's the highest recognition of its kind. The director of a new cultural heritage center in Clukwan is part of the group receiving the award in the nation's capital. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
The Chilkat Kwan Cultural Heritage Center opened in the Chilkat Indian village of Kwakwan last spring. Here's Executive Director Lonnie Hotch on a tour of the museum.
We do the hooligan fishing in the spring, and so there's photos showing that process, catching the hooligan and fermenting them.
Hotch says they got a lot of help from the Alaska State Museums as the cultural center was being developed.
We couldn't have done it without them.
She says the state museums helped in a number of different ways.
They helped us get our, museum organizational stuff put together. They taught us some basic skills for handling artifacts and things, and we learned how to properly clean and handle them.
They even helped with the design of the building itself.
I sent the architect down to Juneau to meet with the museum folks so that they could have some input on the design to make sure that it would work, as a museum facility.
The Heritage Center houses some of the most renowned pieces of Northwest Coast art, the Whale House Collection. Hotch says the state museums aided with documentation and conservation work of some of those art pieces. Hotch is attending the National Medal Awards ceremony as a community representative. Patience Fredrickson will also be there to accept the award. She's the director of the Division of Libraries, Archives, and Museums at the Alaska Department of Education.
It's a huge honor to get this. For us, it feels like it is a validation of work that the state museums, the one in Juneau and the Sheldon Jackson Museum in Sitka, have been doing for many, many years.
The museums in Juneau and Sitka are the only two state museums in Alaska, but they also do outreach and provide development resources to museums throughout the state. Fredrickson says having Hotch at the ceremony is representative of that aspect of the organization's mission.
Most museums, when they go, they bring a member of their community, of their town, that has used the museum a lot. In our case, our community is all of Alaska, so having Lonnie come is really great. Another large community that we serve are Alaska Natives, and to have somebody who's from a museum that is Alaska Native sort of doubles up on the two types of communities that we do serve. And she represents both of those communities very well.
10 libraries and museums from across the country are receiving the national recognition. The award ceremony will be held at the National Archives Museum on Monday, July 17th. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.
The following is a listener commentary and does not necessarily reflect the viewpoint of Lynn Cannell Broadcasting, the Board of Directors, or staff.
This is Elaine Furbish in Skagway. If Skagway wants to have the ore dock modified in time for the larger cruise ships coming in 2019, pre-construction work must start quickly. The best way to make this happen is for the Municipality of Skagway and White Pass to amend their current lease to work together on this project. White Pass submitted a proposal that includes three elements: amending the current lease to include dock expansion and other items, an environmental remediation agreement, and a new lease which would avoid the requirement for voter approval. White Pass wants all elements to be approved simultaneously. The dock expansion is a mutually beneficial project to both White Pass and the town, and it is the item with immediate urgency. But White Pass insists on tying all the elements in their proposal together, putting the Assembly under immense pressure. The Assembly and the town should not be put in the position of having to negotiate a new lease under this pressure and time frame. A new lease should be given calm, broad, inclusive, careful consideration with enough time to thoroughly consider all complexities and get expert assistance. This is not possible within the time frame that is needed to start work on dock expansion. The effect of the White Pass three-element proposal is to make the price of moving forward with the dock expansion a new lease, negotiated under extreme pressure and without voter approval. Skagway has the power to change this equation. Offer to negotiate a new lease over the next year, but only if White Pass amends the current lease immediately so that dock expansion can proceed. There will be a special assembly meeting to discuss this on Wednesday, July 12th at 7 p.m. at City Hall. people of Skagway will be able to express their opinions on this situation at the meeting. Thank you. This is Elaine Furbish.
The preceding remarks are the personal view of the commentators and do not necessarily reflect the viewpoint of Lincoln Out Broadcasting, the board of directors, or staff. KHNS welcomes the submission of responsible commentaries by our listeners. Please come by the studio, call us at 983-2853 or 766-2020, or go online for a copy of the commentary guidelines at khns.org under Listener Submissions.